Welcome. Welcome to the Granite Bay Church Christmas program. This happens to be one of our favorite events that we do throughout the year, getting all together and celebrating the greatest gift that was ever given. Before we start tonight, we're filling up and we saw people coming in.
You over here, if you could please move together as close as you can so we have some spaces on the outside for people to come in, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Our first song, actually, before we start our program tonight, we're going to do a little Christmas caroling together. The first song we're going to sing is number 119, Angels from the Realms of Glory. We have the words on the screen, but if you'd like to have a book, there's a book under the seat in front of you to join us. We'll be singing verses 1, 2, and 4. Our second song is number 127, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly. For right now, at least, before our program starts, is number 142, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Oh,
to expedite the program tonight, if you, instead of clapping, could just give a hearty amen, it'll help us expedite. Thank you.
I just want to welcome all you for coming, and we hope you enjoy our annual Christmas program here, The Greatest Gift. And may you be blessed by the songs and what you hear today. Let's bow our heads as we begin. Our loving, kind Heavenly Father, we're here. We just want to praise you on high as we think about what you have done for us coming to this earth. Thank you so much. Be with all those that are here and singing, and may all those be blessed here today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
In those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city.
Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child.
Playing straw.
Then hallelujah, then hallelujah, Lord. Wasn't that a bright Bethlehem morning? Around the glory manger,
that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the field and keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid.
Thank you.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home was there found no room for thy holy nativity. O come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room. Arches ring when the angels sing, proclaiming thy royal decree. But in lowly birth didst thou come to earth, and in great humility.
This day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, and this shall be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger.
Thank you.
And suddenly there was, with the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying,
to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Yeah.
So it was that when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us."
Go tell it on the mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain. Over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Tell it on the mountain. Over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
When I was a seeker,
I sought both night and day, asked the Lord to help me, and He showed me the way. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born.
And brought us God's salvation, that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Go tell it on the
mountain. Go tell it on the mountain. Tell it on the mountain. Jesus Christ is born.
Pretty good, huh? Didn't realize we had all that hidden talent in this church. Really great. What do you think about those four men who just sang? They sing pretty good, but they look good too. After the program, go up to one of them and ask them to pull up their pant just like this. You'll notice they got matching socks. Everything's matching today. They look really good. We appreciate that. You know, whenever we get together to have a Christmas program, one of the highlights is to see the little children come up front and play the bells and sing those famous Christmas carols. But they didn't sing a song that I was expecting them to sing, but they did play the song, and the song was Away in a Manger. Seems like that's a classic. Whenever you have a Christmas program, you have to have Away in a Manger. And whenever I'm at a Christmas concert, especially when the children sing Away in a Manger, it reminds me of something that happened to me when I was in kindergarten. I remember our school was doing a Christmas concert, and all of the kindergarten children were to sing Away in a Manger. And we had different parts that we had to sing. And my part was, when the cattle are lowing, the baby awakes. But little Lord Jesus, no cry did he make. Now, for some reason, I thought the words were, "The kettle is blowing, the baby awakes." For some reason, I had this mental idea of Joseph there in the manger off to the side with an old-fashioned tea kettle, and he was cooking something over the fire. And you know those old-fashioned tea kettles, when the steam begins to go up, it whistles? Well, where I grew up, whenever that happened, we'd say, "The kettle is blowing." I thought that was the words. Well, I remember it came, we each sang together, and then each of us stepped forward to the mic, and we had to sing our part, and it came my turn, and I stepped forward, and I sang as loudly as I could, "The kettle is blowing, and the baby awakes." And I wondered why the people were laughing a little bit, and my teacher looked somewhat embarrassed, and it didn't take me until some time afterwards I realized the cattle are lowing, not the kettle is blowing. Anyway, I always think of that. When we had a Christmas program and we have the little kids sing, it's really neat. Of course, this time of the year, it's about giving. And our theme for our Christmas concert is the greatest gift ever given. And of course, that gift is Jesus. A little less than 2,000 years ago, A voice of mysterious import was heard in heaven, lo, I come. Sacrifice and offerings thou wouldst not, but a body thou hast prepared for me. Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written. And I can just imagine the angels there in heaven, since the day that they were created, whenever they looked towards the throne of God, they would see God the Father seated on his throne, and right beside the Father would be his Son. But one day the angels in heaven looked over to the throne of God, and there they saw God the Father seated upon the throne, but they looked, and the Son's throne was empty. And the angels were directed to a little town called Bethlehem. And there their King and Redeemer, their Creator, was wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Now, of course, the great gift that God gave, the gift of his Son, was not just a gift for 33 and a half years. It is true, Jesus came and he lived here on this earth. He bore our sins. He died in our place. He rose from the dead. But Jesus was not just given for 33 and a half years, but really God the Father gave Christ to the human race throughout all eternity. For even now, Jesus is still the Son of Man and the Son of God. Yes, he is glorified. He is our high priest ministering for us in heaven, but he is still connected with us. And through the great gift of Jesus, humanity is enfolded in the heart of divinity because Jesus is one with us. He is also one with God. What a gift that was. Found something interesting with reference to the life of Jesus, and I thought it would be appropriate to share it with you. It's entitled One Solitary Life. He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in another village. He worked in a carpenter's shop until he was 30. Then for 3.5 years, he was a traveling preacher. He never owned a house. He never wrote a book. He never held public office. He never went to college. He never went to war. He never traveled more than 1,000 miles from the place of his birth. He never did the things that usually accompany greatness. While still a young man, the tide of popular opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. One of them denied him. He was turned over to his enemies. He went through a mockery of a trial. He was nailed upon a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for the only piece of property that he had on earth, his coat. When he died, he was laid in a borrowed tomb. But he rose from the dead the third day. More than 19 long centuries have passed, have come, they've gone. And still today, Jesus is the centerpiece of all history. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever were built, all the parliaments that ever sat, and all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man upon the earth or changed the course of history more than this one solitary life, the life of Jesus. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. At this time of year, we think about gifts. We think about the gifts we will give. And if we're children, we think about the gifts we're going to get. Pretty exciting time. But more important than simply giving gifts or giving time, really, the greatest gift that can ever be given is the gift of self. God didn't just give us his time. He didn't just give us of his resources. But when it came to man's salvation, he gave of himself. I remember reading a story about a little girl, and she wanted something, oh, just so bad. It was coming up on Christmas time, and so she made sure that Mom and Dad knew exactly what she wanted for Christmas. She wanted to have a little pony. Now, I'm not talking about a real pony, but somehow she had her heart set on a little plastic pony. It had this mane that you could brush with a little comb, and it had a tail, and you could make braids in the mane or in the tail. It had little saddles, plastic saddles, that went on the plastic pony, and it came in a box that had a little barn that you could set up. And she wanted to have a pony oh so bad. Told her parents over and over again and said, "If you will get me this pony, Mommy and Daddy, my life will be complete. I won't need anything else. Just give me the pony. I'll be happy." Well, finally the day came. She was given the present. She tore off the wrapping paper, and there, to her delight, was her plastic pony. Oh, so excited. And sure enough, she just loved this thing. She carried that plastic pony wherever she went. She would go outside, and she'd put the plastic pony there on the grass, and she would comb the hair. And then she'd make like she's feeding the plastic pony some of the grass. And then she'd put the little saddle on the pony, and she'd gallop the pony around in circles. And sometimes she would do a show, and she'd have little sticks set up, and the little pony would have to jump over the sticks. And oh, she just had so much fun with a little plastic pony. And even when it came to bedtime, she wanted to have her pony near her. She didn't put the pony in the little barn that came along with the box, but she would lay her little pony right here beside her on her pillow at night. Oh, just so excited. Well, one evening, Daddy came to tuck his little girl to bed, and he couldn't help but notice the little pony right there beside her. And so Daddy tucked her in, and then he asked a question. He had asked this many a time before. He said, "Susie, how much do you love Daddy?" And she'd always respond the same, "Oh, Daddy, I love you more than anything else in the world." And then Daddy asked another question. He said, "Susie, do you love me more than your pony?" And she said, "Oh, yes, Daddy, I love you way more than my pony." And then Daddy asked another question, and he said, "Susie, will you give me your pony?" And she said, "Oh, sure, Dad, you just want to hold him?" And Daddy said, no, I want him for myself. I want to keep him." And suddenly the smile disappeared from Susie's face. And she said, Daddy, I really, really like him." And Daddy said, "Well, that's okay, Susie, that's okay." And he tucked her into bed and he kissed her on the forehead and he went. Next evening, same thing. Susie was there in bed with a pony beside her head, and Daddy came in and he tucked her in as usual. And this time she was suspecting something, because Daddy said, "Susie, how much do you love me?" She hesitated for just a moment and she said, "Oh, Daddy, I love you more than anything else in the world." Daddy asked the next question. He says, "Susie, will you give me your pony?" She had an answer. Big smile came on her face and she said, "You know what, Daddy? You can have him all night long tonight. Just give him back in the morning." And Daddy said, "Well, actually, I was thinking about more than just one night." Daddy said, "Well, that's okay." Kissed her on the forehead one more time. The third night, same thing. Daddy was there tucking in little Susie, and this time she didn't seem as excited as she normally was to have Daddy tuck her in. It had been a hard day for Susie. She had been wrestling in her heart, knowing what she should do. But the time came. Daddy asked the same question. He said, "Susie, how much do you love me?" And Susie said, Oh, Daddy, I love you more than anything else in the world." And then before Daddy could even ask the next question, tears began to swell up in Susie's eyes. And she said, "Daddy, I've decided that I love you more than my pony." And she held out her little plastic pony. Well, by now there were tears swelling up in Daddy's eyes, and he leaned over and he grabbed his little girl and he held her tight, and he said, "Oh, Susie, I don't really want your pony. I just want to know how much you love me." You know, friends, when it came to Jesus, it wasn't just his time. It wasn't just his money. but he gave everything for us. How much are we willing to give for him? Really, God doesn't need our money. God doesn't need our resources. But God really wants to know, how much do you love me? Jesus said, if you've done it unto the least of these, you have done it unto me. You know, here at the Granite Bay Church, we believe that giving is important. But we want to give to be a blessing, because Jesus gave and he's a blessing to us. So every year here at our Granite Bay Christmas program, we have a special gift that we would like to give all of you as you leave. But it is not a gift for you to keep. It is a gift for you to give away. In the foyer, following the program here, you'll see that there are some bags placed on the table, and it says Acts on the bag. That's part of our homeless ministry. And inside the bag, you'll find a hat and gloves and some socks, and there is a book of promises, and there are some other things that we think homeless people would really appreciate, especially this time of year. So as you leave, we want you to pick up one of those homeless bags, and I think you'll be able to get maybe two or even three of those bags. And the idea is that you want to put them in the back of your car. Now, if you want to add a little bit of something extra, maybe a can of soup, you can do so. But the idea is that when you're driving around town and you see someone who is in need, you can stop right there and you have something that you can give them that's going to meet their needs, something practical. That is called our homeless ministry. So at the conclusion of the program, please be sure to stop by the table and help yourself to those homeless bags. We have over 900 homeless bags to give away, and we need to give them to you, and you need to give them to somebody else. So in the next month, whenever you drive downtown Sacramento, you'll see people walking around with these blue bags all over the place. You know where it came from. But to help in this outreach, at our Christmas concert, we take up an offering. The offering goes to help restock the supplies for next year's homeless bag giveaway. And so at this time, we want to give you an opportunity to participate in this ministry of helping those less fortunate than us. And so the deacons will bring around the offering. While the offering is collected this evening, we want you to enjoy some wonderful piano music that'll be brought to us at this time.
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Thank you.
Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying concerning the child, and all those who heard it marveled at the things which were told them by the shepherds.
And pondered them in her heart. And then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
We're so happy you've all been here with us this evening. Hasn't this been a blessing? Amen. Young voices, not so young voices tonight. And now's our opportunity to all sing together. It's been so joyful that we're going to stand up and sing together number 125, Joy to the World.
Thank you.
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear Father in heaven, what a joy it has been to gather together this evening and just lift songs of praise for your goodness and the great gift that you have given to us. Father, our hearts have been lifted, and we want to thank you for just blessing each of those who participated with such wonderful gifts to share with us. And now as we go our way, we ask your special blessing upon us. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Just a few quick announcements. Thank you, everybody, for your great participation. We want to thank all of our musicians. We want to thank Weimar Academy for joining us and also the members here at the Granite Bay Church. I'd like to remind you not to forget to pick up your homeless bag as you leave. This is what they look like, and they have a whole lot of goodies in here already. You might want to add some non-perishable food items, but put it in the trunk of your car. If you see somebody in need, you can just pull this out and give it to them. Also, we do have some refreshments over in our fellowship hall. There's some cookies and some juice, so you're more than welcome to stay and join us for that. Fellowship a little bit. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Were you blessed today?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful evening and rest of the week.